Welcome to our podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-based meditation podcast, teaching you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to thank you and welcome you into this space. Thank you for making some room to connect with your Creator, to tune in with the Spirit of God. If this is your first time joining us, I welcome you. If you'd like to receive these podcasts directly into your email, you can go to our website and subscribe. It's cultivateconnection.ca. And there you can subscribe to get the podcast, or you can follow us on iTunes. You can also sign up for our Facebook page, and we have our blog there as well on our website if you want to check that out. So we are going to take the next 30 minutes and just purposely take some time to fix our gaze and our focus upon Jesus. We live in a busy world, and to take time out is vital, to find that connection, to grow in relationship with the Lord. So as we begin today, I encourage you to settle in, perhaps to a comfortable seated position or wherever it is you feel you need to be today. I encourage you to try to be free from distraction. Probably get to get the most out of this podcast. It's not ideal to do while you're driving. It's nice to be able to close your eyes and not be multitasking. And we're going to begin today by simply turning our attention towards our breath. A simple exercise of awareness, becoming aware of your present moment, becoming aware of that present breath. Beginning to feel the sensation of the inhale. Where's the breath going into the body? And where's the breath releasing from the body? Maybe you begin to allow that breath to slow down just a little bit, as you naturally just take and lengthen the breath, allowing the mind and the thoughts to slow, finding that full breath here. And as we take these nice deep inhales and exhales, it signals to the body to come into that place of rest. Massaging the central nervous system, signaling that it's okay to slow down, that we can come out of any of our frantic state or fight or flight, and we can come into that place of being able to rest and digest. And we want to enter into this place in meditation as we focus on God's word, because it's a place of receiving. It's a place of healing. The body naturally heals when it comes into that parasympathetic nervous system. So we start with the breath, signaling to the body, to the soul, that it's okay to slow down and come into this space. So as you continue to find this lengthened, relaxed breath, I'm going to open us in prayer today. God, thank you. Thank you that you are a God of presence, that you are a God who is present with us, that you sent your Son and you called him Emmanuel, God with us. And so today I pray for each one listening in this moment that they would come to know a greater reality of God with us. That you would become so present to each one, Lord. Would you remove any barriers or hindrances that cause them not to receive your love today? Would you give them eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is doing? Will you break down our preconceived ideas that keep us from entering into your kingdom realm, into deeper relationship with you? God, will you reveal to our hearts what we need to know in this space? Will you awaken our spirits to the revelation of Jesus Christ, to know you more? Lord, we give you our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our bodies, every part of us. We welcome you in. And we ask, Lord, that you would have your way in this space in Jesus' name. And so I just had the privilege this past weekend at serving at a retreat. And at that retreat, we had a theme of the four elements. And so I want to take these next few weeks and just focus on the four elements. And they're going to play out as grounding, breathing, flowing, and being ignited. And so today we're going to look at the element of earth a little bit and some scripture connected to that. This idea of grounding. And so before we jump into the scripture, I just want to take a few moments to check in. What comes up for you with the idea of grounding? What sort of ideas? This idea of the earth, this element of earth. And God began by creating the heavens and the earth. It was foundational. He formed man from the dust of the earth. And as you come today, what is it that you would say you're grounded into today? What has been consuming your thoughts? And what are those thoughts grounded into, connected to? And maybe you check in with your heart. What kind of emotions are you coming with today? Are you able to identify those and just be present with them? Are you able to take a moment and reflect on where are those emotions coming from? What are they grounded into? What is the source? What truth have you decided to be your foundation? What are you standing on today? So I'm going to read a scripture three times like we normally do. I'm just going to invite you to be with the Holy Spirit in this place and pay attention to what stands out to you. And allow him to lead you down the path he has for you today through the Word of God. I'm going to read the first three verses of Psalm 1. What delight comes to those who follow God's ways? They won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. Their pleasure and passion is remaining true to the word of I am, meditating day and night in his true revelation of light. They will be standing firm like a flourishing tree, planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of their lives. They are never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, and ever prosperous. I'm going to read it a second time. I just encourage you to put yourself into this scripture. How can you allow it to come a part of your life? What delight comes to those who follow God's ways? They won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. Their pleasure and passion is remaining true to the word of I am, meditating day and night in his true revelation light. They will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of their lives. They are never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. And as I read it a third time, what promises in God's word is he inviting you into? What delight comes to those who follow God's ways? They won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. Their pleasure and passion is remaining true to the word of I am, meditating day and night in his true revelation light. They will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of their lives. They are never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, and ever prosperous. What is God inviting you into in this space? Can you see the areas of your life where you're planted by God's design? What kind of a foundation are you on? Are those roots going down deep to the source? What is your source? What are you reaching towards in this season? Is there any area in your life where you're reaching for affirmation? Where you need to be affirmed? Where are you looking? What's your source in that area? Are you turning to God to ask him who you are? And then listening to what he says? Or are you looking to another source? Are you comparing yourselves to those around you? Are you longing for man to affirm you? The problem with man's affirmation is it dries up. It doesn't fully satisfy. It leaves us fainting. Are you able to find pleasure and passion in the words of I am? What are words that he's spoken to you in your life? What scriptures has he given you to stand on as a foundation? Some of you may need to come back to revisit those words and find pleasure in them once again. to let passion be rekindled about what God says, who He says you are, and the promises He's placed upon your life. God's word is never dry when we read it with the Spirit of God. There is a revelation of light that comes when we take some space to meditate, chew on, digest the promises and the truth that He's given us. What is it in this season? What truth is God drawing you into? He's drawing your roots down deeper into a source of His life and light and truth. What would be the theme of your life right now that He wants you to know? God is working to root and ground and establish you on a firm foundation, like a strong tree that has those roots going down deep. It won't get pushed over in a storm. Deeply rooted by brooks of bliss, God has spiritual abundance for you. Will you ask Him to show you any areas where you're not deeply rooted? Maybe there's one thing He wants to highlight to you today. One thing He wants to invite you into, to say, son, daughter, I need you to know this truth about who I am, about who you are. And the more deeply rooted we can go into the source of life, the more it will flow through us. Bearing fruit in every season of your life. What kind of fruit is God inviting you to bear in this season? God is promising us that in the Spirit, we can be never dry, never fainting. Will you allow your roots to go a little deeper into the source of life right now and take that drink? Drink in the Spirit. Drink in who He is, His love for you. This is what refreshes us. This is what gives us strength. On our own ability, we will be dry and fainting, lacking strength every day. But when we reach in and tap into the source, our source of life, it's as simple as turning awareness and finding a nice deep breath. And as you drink in that breath, imagine you are drinking in His Spirit and His presence because He's here. We acknowledge His presence within us. We can drink that in. And we chew on the fact that He desires that we would be ever blessed and ever prosperous. And I want you just to take a moment to check in. How does it feel in this space? Does the idea of embracing spiritual abundance, embracing the blessing of God, embracing His presence, is that something that you want to lean into? Or is that something you want to draw away from? Maybe you scan your body for a moment and notice. Maybe you physically feel yourself leaning in. Maybe you physically feel tension or a pushing away. No judgment, no condemnation, simply awareness. What is God revealing to you in this space? Are the blessings of God something you feel you want to embrace? Or maybe you feel like you don't deserve them, or they're not for you. Whatever you're experiencing presently, what is it that God wants to bring into your experience? We have our truth, our own experience through life, determine the truth that we believe. Yet in some of those areas, God may have a higher truth for us. Is there an area in your life where God wants to bring His higher truth? Not to say that what you're believing is even bad or wrong. It may be good, but perhaps God has a higher truth for you today. Are you willing to receive? To listen, to let Him change your perspective. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for each person who is listening right now. God, that you intimately know them by name. That you are with them right now, though may have never met them and may never will, God. You know them. You know the desires of their hearts. You know the promises that they long for. Even the ones they've forgotten. God, will you be so present with each one? Will you stir hope in their hearts? Will you draw them to be so rooted and grounded in you, in your love, and in your truth? Lord, and in any area of their lives where their source, where they're reaching to something outside of you, God, will you draw them back to the source of life that dwells within them, the Spirit of God that takes up residence in them. Draw them into that deeper connection with you, God, that they would shine forth your light in their lives. Bless them, Lord, and give them a greater capacity to receive your blessings this week. I bless you to know Him more. I bless you to continue to say yes to Him even when it's hard, to let go of those things you no longer need, and to step into the fullness of the abundant life that God has for you. Amen.